Excellent. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's March 2nd. We are here with Monique from Save Ferris. Welcome.
Hi, it's great to be back.
And they'll be playing with Baby Baby and Behind Deadlines tonight. It is Underground Arts in Philadelphia. Now, the reformed Save Ferris has been doing shows for a couple years now, but am I right in saying this is the first major U.S. tour you guys have done since coming back?
It is. You're correct.
Well, everything you hoped it would be?
Yes, and more.
Good.
Yeah.
Are you about, what, halfway into the tour so far?
Yeah, I think today marks our halfway point.
Yeah. It's usually a good spot because you work out the early kinks from the tour, you get everything smoothed out, and you're not completely sick of touring and being away from home.
Exactly.
So this is a nice middle ground.
Yes, yeah. There's a settling in time, too. It took a couple weeks, and, you know, there's some areas in the U.S., like Texas and Florida, that are, you know, iffy.
Sure.
You know, so it's good to be on the other side of that now.
All right, so how has touring changed for you since you did it back in the day? Of course, maybe you're lost a little less frequently with GPS, and hopefully you're a little more comfortable.
It feels exactly the same,
okay.
Except I have more responsibility now than
sure.
Before.
All right, so you certainly have the albums, EPs, and songs to tour on, but at what point did it occur to you to come up with some new songs that you wanted to get more of those?
Well, the response to us coming back was so great, it just felt like a natural next step.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to seeing them.
Yeah, you're going to hear some of them tonight.
Good.
Yeah.
Like, really, really enjoyed the EP. I can speak for Henry, too.
I know for him, it's been on rotation with the radio show.
Yeah.
So.
A little radio show outside of Allentown, and you've been representing it reasonably well. So, yeah, I think you'd be proud.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
That's great. It makes me really happy when people like it because you just never know. You never know when you're creating something if other people are going to like it or not. So
absolutely.
That means a lot. Thank you.
All right, so you put out a video promoting a Pledge Music crowdfunding campaign for Checkered Past, the EP we were talking about, available now.
Mm-hmm.
It was overwhelmingly successful. You almost doubled the asking amount.
Yeah.
So the industry has changed a lot since Modified, to say the least. How did you find the overall experience of crowdfunding?
It was nerve-wracking. It really was, because coming back after all this time, I didn't know if people remembered us or if they even cared anymore. And I just thought, you know what? We're just going to set the bar pretty low and see what happens. And then we kept raising the amount and raising the amount until finally I was like, well, we don't need to raise the amount anymore. Let's see how far we can go. And it did. It almost doubled. And so it was really, really interesting. But what I really like about Pledge is that it engages the pledgers in a big way, you know? Like, they feel like they're really a part of something very special. And I got to feel like they're a part of something special, too, because we were making this record together.
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of executive producers out there, I guess.
A lot. I have the band and I have 230 CDs to sign for our pledgers this week. So,
so carpal tunnel is a possibility.
Very much so. I don't want to be the one that has to take the plastic off the CD. That's the one at the beginning of the conveyor belt line. That would not be me, but I would not want to be that person.
I would think not. All right, so there are 5 tracks on the EP, each with a distinct sound and approach. Was your goal to kind of touch on all the dimensions of the band with that?
Definitely. It was, and I'm impressed that you figured that out. You know, after being gone for so long, it was hard to pinpoint a specific direction musically. And I thought, I'm just going to let the fans choose. And so I wanted to write 5 songs with 5 different personalities that I felt represented the, you know, the heart and soul of, say, Ferris in some way. And also a new sound. The possibility of a new sound. Yeah, so, and so, yeah, so the fans are picking the songs, and right now it seems like it's new sound and anything. And what's interesting is I knew that the fans' favorite songs that they would request were Spam and Under 21. And at my age, I'm like, I just can't do those songs. I can't. And I thought I needed to write a song that embodied the, you know, youthful, carefree spirit of those songs. So I wrote Anything. Coincidentally, that happens to be a fan favorite. So.
Now, you reconnected with an old producer you worked with in your Real Big Fish days, John Avila. Clearly, there was some comfort and familiarity there. What is it about working with him that really works for you?
He's just an impeccable producer and artist, and he has a loving, encouraging nature and free of judgment. So he creates a space for the artist in which you feel safe, and that was all I needed to be able to do this EP. Was just feel safe. And he did that and more. Any sound you needed, he knew how to get it, you know?
How quickly did these songs come together? Were you dreaming up these since 2003, or did they come up in like some quick writing sessions before recording it?
Well, I sort of started writing in 2013. Okay. And, you know, just wrote ideas for a bunch of songs, co-wrote with other people, people who played in Say Ferris, who don't play in Say Ferris anymore, people who still play in Say Ferris. And so there were just a bunch of songs from 2013. And so I just picked the five that I felt sort of represented the viewpoint that I was looking for.
I've heard rumors that you want to do a full length very shortly. Any of those songs maybe making their way into the full length, or how far along would you be in that process?
Well, what's interesting is I was also very motivated by the first Say Ferris EP that we self-produced and self-financed. And we released it on our own label in, 1995, and it was a five-song EP, and it just did really well, and it was like the best time of my life. So coming back around to this EP brought everything back full circle for me. I was like, everything, the world is new again, you know? And so what's interesting is that with that first EP, when we recorded the LP, a bunch of those songs went on to the LP as well. And it would be really interesting if history repeated itself this time.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just go where the demand takes me, honestly. People say, I hope you come back to my town. And I'm like, if you want us to come back, we will come back. If you want to hear new songs, then we'll create new songs for you. And so honestly, I let the fans dictate the direction, but it's looking like, yeah, history may be repeating itself.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, now I think you've been hitting the interviews hard lately, and God bless you for that. But in one of them, I saw you say you only listen to Dead Kennedys, Ramones, Adolescence, and Bad Brains to this day. Do you think the future, some new songs might reflect some of that? Now that you're the captain of the ship, undoubtedly, unquestionably.
Well, excuse me.
Of course.
It's interesting because when I did that interview, I had really only been listening to old school punk rock for probably 5 months. And then like a few days ago, I put on my Spotify playlist of like old Northern Soul songs and stuff. Okay. So now I'm listening to something completely different. That being said, my heart is always in classic punk. Always. Like my heart will always be there. So in attitude and in writing. So I don't know. There's always a little bit of that there.
Sure. And those new Adolescence albums are really good to me. I mean, I don't know if you stick to the old stuff only, and that's fine, but...
Yeah, mostly the old stuff.
I get you.
But, yeah. But I heard the new stuff. It's great.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I'd say Spotify that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. As mentioned with the Pledge Music campaign, that created the album, but as far as putting it out, I saw you partnered with a tech and media entity known as Within. How did that partnership come to be?
That was just something put together by one of my managers who wanted a very artist-friendly approach in which I'm able to maintain control of my masters. They simply license them, and they act as a record label, but on a very small level, on a very small scale. So it's very much geared toward the artist in that, you know, at the end of the day, I still own everything. And, you know, they basically, they have kicked ass for us in, you know, distribution and PR. And I mean, I'm beyond satisfied and happy with the work that they've done. And I love their motto for what they do, you know.
Okay. Excellent. Your Instagram showed you were in Indonesia a little while ago. Was that for shows or some spiritual journey that you were on?
That's cute. We played in Bandung.
Okay.
And because I had been to Bali previously, I suggested to the band that we do like a family trip to Bali. And we did. So me and the band went to Bali and we spent a week there. And it was spiritual and it was funny and it was fun. And it was one of the greatest trips I've ever taken in my life. Yeah.
On March 26th, you'll be doing something especially cool and wrapping up this tour at the brand Spankin', or should I say Skankin', new House of Blues, Anaheim. You've said that you like House of Blues shows because they feed you better than anywhere else.
Yeah, that's true.
In an ideal world, what meal would be waiting for you in Anaheim?
I'm a huge fan of their bread pudding.
Okay.
Like, I could just eat that 3 meals a day. Mm-hmm. That would make me happy.
And as a side note, it looks like you're playing there on a Sunday night, so you can get to that gospel brunch you were looking forward to.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
I have not.
How happy I am right now. I don't know if this one does gospel brunch, but I hope so, because
okay.
I love it.
All right. Now I'm curious about your Twitter bio, and these are your words. Musician, vocalist, performer, songwriter, I'm with you so far. Roller skater, drag queen, and oft inappropriately behaving guest. Should I really be hesitant about inviting you over for something as a guest?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I would. Okay. I would. I mean, I don't know your family, but I would say something's going to fly out of my mouth that's going to make them go, "Are you sure you want to be friends with that girl?"
Duly noted.
Yes, yes.
All right, now here's one from June 4th of last year. A photo of six princesses with a girl and a hot dog. I'm in love. Were you the girl and the hot dog growing up?
I feel like I was. And if I wasn't, I really would like to be her. She's amazing, because it was Princess Day at school.
Yeah.
And she wore a hot dog costume. And I thought that that was just so creative and interesting. And she loves it. Like, she's super happy. She's like, "I'm a hot dog. Hell yeah." Love her.
Not going along with the crowd. That's to be admired.
Yeah, I agree. I want to be the one in the hot dog suit.
Well, let's see. You've got more shows to do on this tour, but any other cool stuff coming up for Save Ferris in the year that we haven't covered? You can announce?
Nothing I can announce yet.
Okay.
But some good stuff coming, and I'm working on songs, and we'll see.
Well, I guess we'll just have to stay tuned to your social media accounts and get updates that way. Darn it. Oh well.
My personal account is not as exciting as the actual Save Ferris accounts. You can find out a lot more there about what's actually going on with Save Ferris. My personal accounts are like just stupid shit I think is funny.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
All right, so I end every interview with this one. Stuck in a desert island with only one album the rest of your life, what is it?
Fuck.
Exactly. That's how most people react.
Diamond Dogs.
Oh, okay, David Bowie.
Yeah.
I saw you were very moved by, of course, his passing a year ago, so, yeah, makes sense. Of course.
Since I was a very, very small girl, big fan.
That's just good taste, I mean.
I got lucky. I have an older sister that had great taste in music, so.
Just passed down the collection to you or shared the collection with you?
You just inevitable that you hear what they're listening to and you're, mm-hmm. like, influenced by it.
Sure.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling a lot of people will be influenced by your work, past, present, and future. And thank you so much. This was cool.
Thank you. It's cool for me, too.